statements. I'd like to call the November 14th public hearing to order. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Paul, please sit for the announcements.
Evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move to the far end of the parking lot area next to the cemetery in order to not impede the firefighters in their duties. Please make note of the emergency exit locations. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones for the duration of the public hearing. Tonight's public hearing is on proposed 2025 Ulster County budget and the proposed 2025 to 2030 capital program.
Anyone signed up to speak?
No, there's no one signed up to speak.
Anyone who's not signed up would like to speak. Legislators like to speak.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
I'm spoken out. I would like to ask us to take a little time, just in case there's anybody coming late. Is there anybody online?
Yeah. I'm not on, so probably not.
Thank you.
I saw Vicky here, so she's not on.
You're on.
All right, if you don't keep going, we'll keep it open for another few minutes.
Just a few minutes.
Next meetings, Tuesday the 19th, 7 p.m., legislative session. The next budget related meeting is it's on. That's why I was so
it is. It's here.
21st.
It's here. It's this one is goes with that.
Next public hearings.
That's what I was going to just mention the budget meeting.
Oh.
The 21st at 1 p.m. Chambers. And then the vote on the 10th.
Sounds good.
Sure you don't want to say anything? Yeah.
So you're a person around.
Sure, I'll say. That's incredible. We'll say comments on Mark Gallagher. Resident of Rosendale, Ulster County Controller, say a few words about the budget coming up, which I had mentioned privately to the chair of Ways and Means that I'll share with the rest of the committee, which is that the Controller's Office does expect that 2024 will end with a surplus. This will add to the fund balance of the county. We should consider putting more money into reserves. The county executive has proposed some reserves, and I'm recommending they consider creating additional reserves. Also, I think there is a possibility that we will lose certain federal funds and that we should be as judicious as possible in thinking about creating new operating expenses and leaving the availability of resources to fill those gaps. So those are my comments at the end of 2025 budget. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please keep up.
6:05, can I have a moment to adjourn?
Thank you.
Second? In favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.